Joe Gonzalez of Wallet Hub. We're going to talk about some of the best cities for hockey fans, and the Stanley Cup is coming up, and I'm actually heading out to Las Vegas. So, Jill, we might as well start out with number 20, Las Vegas.
Yeah, when it comes to Vegas, I mean, certainly had seen higher numbers when they were doing a little bit better. Dropped a little bit just in terms of performance, but, you know, still top 20 here. I think that the team is gaining some traction fan-wise, so I think that that's helpful.
Yeah, I know their ticket prices went up, so that probably affected them, right? Because I know there's one team on here that I think because they had lower ticket prices definitely helped them. So you think that that may have been a factor?
Yeah, that's the other thing here. So we look at, you know, fan accessibility. This is all in terms of you being a fan. So right now, Vegas has one of the highest average ticket prices for a game. It's like $1.25, a lot higher than most cities on here. So I think that that does not help.
Right. And so now we go to Florida, Sunrise, which, again, is kind of like in its own little area. It's a weird place. They have a low ticket price, and they're also in the Stanley Cup. So I feel like their ranking, and they're looking at number nine overall ranking. I feel like that helps them there.
Yeah, number nine. So not only do they have a low ticket price, they have the lowest average ticket price for an NHL game on average. Remember, we said Vegas was $125. Theirs is $42.
Wow.
So, you know, for a fan, it's easier to go, you know, bring the whole family. You know, that alone, I think, is really helpful. And then, of course, the fact that they're a really good team this year.
Yeah, and we're not talking about – this is regular season. It won't be $42 to get in for the Stanley Cup. I guarantee you that. It'll be a lot more than that. So let's talk about another city, Philadelphia. But before you mention the city, I just want to ask you, because I cover the Flyers and, you know, they've gone through some changes. Do you have any feeling about them like you have your other Philly teams? Because I know you keep track.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up going to Flyers games, and most of my childhood, we were good. So, you know, remember them pretty differently. Haven't been good for some time now. We do have, you know, some cup wings under our belts. And it's, you know, kind of in terms of ticket prices now, it's definitely cheapened out. I know when I was growing up, it was more expensive, even with inflation now. Now it's like $82 for a game. So kind of middle of the pack. You know, you can still get there, pretty accessible, but they need to be a better hockey team.
So if you have a choice, you, Joe Gonzalez, and you know, you're in town and you have a choice between the Phillies, a Sixers game, it's late in the season, we'll say, and early in the season for baseball, or the Flyers, who are you choosing?
I think lately the Sixers have been fun, the most fun to watch and the most fun to be at. And it's interesting because growing up, the Sixers weren't really good for me. So no one was going to those, and now they are good.
Right.
And then growing up, you know, I was always at the ballpark and did go to a lot of Flyers games. So now I would have to say Sixers.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting change. And Philly's ranked 16th. Another city that we wanted to talk about was Buffalo. Buffalo's this city where, you know, they don't have a Stanley Cup win. They've been in the Stanley Cup, they've lost, but they have great hockey fans. Like, these Buffalo's always in the top ratings for markets that are not in the Stanley Cup but watch the Stanley Cup. And so I kind of want, you know, I feel like 11 for Buffalo, if they were maybe a playoff team again, which they're close, but they're not yet, would probably be even higher. But 11 is not bad, I don't think.
Yeah, you're exactly right. As always, Buffalo deserves better, and it just can't get it. That's across the board for them, but especially hockey. Yeah, no cup. I mean, their fans just live and die for them. It's not expensive to go. It's $55 to go to a game on average regular season. So, you know, people go, the fans are really engaged. They have the top fifth in terms of fan engagement and still, you know, not much to show for it, but they love them. The capacity, when like the stadium capacity compared to the size of the city is great. You can fit a lot of the fans in there. A lot of them go well attended, well watched on TV. And of course, yeah, they're going to care the most about the cup and never be there.
they'll get back one day. They will. All right. Let's talk about Big D Dallas, because, you know, Dallas Stars had a nice run here. They didn't make it to the Stanley Cup, but they went far. And they have great fans. It's a great city. But before we talk about the city, there's a big debate. And I guess I caused a little stir on Twitter. But I feel like, and I've just been to North Carolina again recently, like the Durham area, I feel like the barbecue is better in North Carolina than in Texas. And I went to school in Texas, and I've been out there 2 or 3 times, and there's some great places. But I just think the taste of it is better in North Carolina. I like the vinegary barbecue sauce more than the tomatoey. But what's your feeling?
I absolutely agree. I like a North Carolina barbecue because I prefer a vinegary taste. Texas almost has like a sweetness to it that I just don't really need.
Yeah.
In my barbecue, like if I go for some cornbread, that's where I'll get my sweetness. I don't need it in the mix of the meat.
Right. So if it was just wings on or any kind of meat on like hardwood, you'd be like, I'm good. I don't need anything else.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel the same way. So let's talk about Dallas as a city. It's never, at least for hockey, for football, it's a different story. It's never the priciest. And fans are very passionate. They build a good market there. I feel like their number 17 right after Philly is just. I think, you know, they've really built up that market.
Yeah, they have built it up. I would say, you know, as far as the fans, though, they could be still be doing a lot better. Just for engagement, they rank 20th in terms of fan engagement. And I think it's tough for Dallas to be a hockey town. You know, they've got things, obviously, they're always going to be football number one. They've got good stuff going with the Mavs. So I don't think hockey gets as much love as it could in Dallas.
Okay. So you feel like, yeah, it takes a little bit more for them to kind of be on par. I get that. I feel like there's something to that. Plus, they do have a lot of college football, too, and they love their college football.
Exactly. And not really much in the way of college hockey, which I don't think that helps.
They have a lot of junior hockey, but not college. So like if you went with junior hockey, it would start to hit your list. But yeah, no, otherwise. But in general, what have you found as hockey? How is it doing as a sport?
I mean, hockey as a sport is still doing well. It's actually, the NHL revenue this year is expected to hit a record high of almost $6 billion this season. So, you know, it may not have the draw of football, basketball, baseball in this country, but it's still a big moneymaker. So this year, I think, is really exciting. Both teams have 0 wins, so it's kind of a clean slate for them, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Do you like so I'm assuming you don't watch the Stanley Cup every year. But since neither team has ever won the cup and you were kind of just, you know, doing your thing in another town like you do, and the Stanley Cup's on and maybe it's the deciding game, would you watch because of the, you know, spectacle it might be for one of these teams to win for the first time in franchise history?
Well, here's the thing. I kind of hate any Vegas team. Like any Vegas team is brand new and I'm like, I don't believe in you yet. The Knights, especially, pretty sure their first year they played the Caps when I was living in D.C.
Right.
So, like, I already have a chip on my shoulder.
But the Caps won. Like, why should you have a chip?
We won, but I still, they did some, I didn't like how they were being, the Knights.
So you're annoyed with them.
Yeah, like, yeah, I have a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. I do think, I mean, it's Vegas, so it's like fun to do anything there, and everything there is going to be a little bit performative, but I don't like the whole show they do before. Okay. Anyway, I don't like them.
So you're rooting for the Panthers, but what if the Panthers were on the brink of clinching this? Would you watch?
Well, here's the thing. I don't like any hockey teams in Florida either, because it's like, what do you, come on, it's hot there. What are you guys doing?
So you're going with the hockey purist argument from when you went to school, and you went to school in a colder climate area, and you're saying there shouldn't be this Sun Belt of hockey. Is that where you're going?
Kind of. It's like, okay, what are you even, you know, what are you Floridians even want? Oh, now you want to be cold? So you go in this little rink for a little bit. So you can't have it both ways. Okay. So I don't like either team. So it's hard for me to be invested this year, I will say.
All right. So this may not be the best year for you. The number one city was Boston. Was that a surprise? I'm not surprised. They have a lot of college, too. A ton.
No, Boston is never going to be a surprise when it comes to hockey. I think they have unfortunately earned their number one spot. I could say the same about, you know, all of these teams, Pittsburgh, Detroit, New York. You know, I understand all of those things. So, no, Boston, and we do this from year to year. Well, we do it every year. And Boston and Pittsburgh typically duke it out. I would say the only team that should be higher, just in terms of, you know, where they've been in the past and the tradition, is Chicago, which is at 14th this year.
Right. Yeah. They have a kid named Connor Bedard they'll be drafting soon. You'll see a lot of Chicago. All right. Last thing. I just happened to notice the NCAA Division I team performance, and it says Mankato is number one, and they're a pretty good team. They are. I'm surprised, though, that they beat other Minnesota teams. Were you surprised at that?
As far as?
Well, just like, you know, there's Minnesota Duluth, there's the Gophers. Like, I'm pretty sure the Gophers are probably the most popular in the state. Certainly not Mankato.
Yeah, I think this really comes down to just how the teams have played and how many coaches they've had. That's where it looks like the big difference is here.
And if you
have coaches, it doesn't do well.
Right. And I saw Ithaca was 5, which is really good. I mean, Troy, New York, not the biggest city in the world, but they do like their hockey. I've been up there, and food's cheap up there. I could tell people that too.
That's right. The food is cheap and warm. The food is warm, and that's it.
That's all Jill has to say. Obviously, you don't ever want to go back to Troy. I get it. Jill, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. And we'll see you down the road.
See you soon. Thanks.